Ako si Hally Fernando. Bahagi ako ng Puma Podcast Team at nagtuturo rin ako ng yoga at meditation. Ito ang pang-apat na episode sa isang series ng meditations para sa lahat ng open dito. Kasama ng guided meditation ang pagtalakay ng iba-ibang tema at paraan upang magamit natin ang ating meditation practice sa pang-araw-araw na buhay. Ikaw man ay beginner, regular na nagme-meditate, o baka curious lang, whatever brought you here, welcome. I hope meditating inspires you to show up for yourself so that you can also be fully present for others. Frontliners have been working hard to battle COVID-19. A frontliner is someone in a leading position and the most visible in a field or activity. Maaring siya ay sundalo sa panahon ng digmaan, isang receptionist sa restaurant, teller sa bangko, o kaya naman isang miyembro ng pamilya na nagsisilbing primary caregiver. Sa pandemic na ito, ang frontliners natin ay ang mga medical professionals. Malamang naranasan mo ng matapat sa frontline o malagay sa isang posisyon na kailangan ang inyong tulong o serbisyo. Kung ganun, you know that being a frontliner can be both rewarding and exhausting. There is a lot of value placed by society on selfless service. Just look at how many establishments train their employees to serve with a smile and go by the saying, "The customer is always right." Nung nasa elementary at high school ako, dinidiin sa amin ang konsepto ng selfless service. At meron pang sistemang eskwelahan to grade or reward selfless service. We are rewarded for giving, for putting ourselves on the line, but rarely are we taught how to fill up the tank so that we can keep giving without burning out. It's just not a skill traditionally taught in school or reinforced at home. And during a national emergency such as the COVID-19 pandemic, the combination of a shortage of material support coupled with a lack of knowledge and space for self-care can be a deadly one. Just serving others is not sustainable. How we traditionally think of selfless service is unsustainable. How can we be expected to take care of others if we aren't given the tools and the space to take care of ourselves? Paano magagampanan ng mga frontliner ang kanilang tungkulin kung hindi natutugunan ng gobyerno ang kanilang mga pangangailangan? We cannot give what we don't have. We cannot run on empty. I'd like to challenge us to rethink selfless service, to reframe it to something more holistic and more sustainable. Baka naman hindi dapat kapwa bago sarili. Baka dapat sabay. Care for others must run parallel with care for oneself. And no, this does not mean using your power and privilege to jump the line and get tested before everybody else. On the contrary, it means ensuring everybody's basic needs such as food, safety, and security are met in a fair and equitable manner. Maraming paraan ng self-care. Kaya ako gusto ang meditation kasi kaya natin itong i-practice kahit saan. Kahit sino pwede mag-meditate. Hindi kailangan ng special materials o props. When we meditate, we show up for ourselves with compassion, free of judgment. When we know what it's like to do that for ourselves, we can more easily do it for others. When we are able to keep our tank full, there is no end to being of service to others. Today, I'll go through a series of breathing exercises or pranayama, visualizations, and a guided meditation. Subukan mo lang yung iba-ibang practice. Baka may magustuhan kang technique. I encourage you to keep an open mind throughout the episode. Pagkatapos, you can ditch what doesn't work for you or take those that do and use them anytime you need. Let's begin our meditation. I invite you to find a comfortable seat on the floor or on a chair. Spine tall, relaxed, yet attentive. Hands can rest on your thighs or knees, palms facing down for a more grounding position, or palms facing up for a more receptive position. Or if it's comfortable, you can have the fingers of both hands clasped or touching. At paghanda ka na, maaari nang pumikit. Ang unang exercise ay calming breathing. Sa ilong lamang ang paghinga. Simple lang ito. Inhale for 3 counts, hold for 3, and exhale for 3. You can focus just on the breath, or if you like, you can imagine that you're drawing a triangle. Each time you inhale, hold the breath, and exhale, you are drawing the sides of a triangle. Let's begin. Exhale completely. Go ahead, inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. Last round. In, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. And out, 2, 3. Resuming normal breathing. If you're stressed, anxious, or you find your mind racing, calming breathing is a great pranayama to do. Ang susunod na exercise ay grounding. Kung napakinggan mo na ang ibang episode ng podcast na ito, pamilyar na ang grounding. So imagine there is a cord connecting the center of the earth to your navel o sa pusod. Imagine this cord as your deep and direct life source to the earth. We'll take prolonged breaths in and out. As you breathe in, imagine you are breathing from the core of the earth all the way to your navel. And as you breathe out, imagine you're exhaling from the navel to the core of the earth. Continue breathing while keeping that visualization, making the connection from the earth to your navel and back. Go ahead, breathe in from the center of the earth all the way to the navel, breathing out from the navel all the way to the center of the earth. Keep going on your own, keeping that connection between your navel and the core of the earth. Resuming normal breathing. If you feel restless or need to focus, This is a great breathing exercise and visualization to do. I personally like how it serves as a reminder that if we take care of the earth and living things on it, humans included, our needs are fully supported. Move on naman tayo sa meditation. Pakiramdaman ang katawan. Maaring may mga parte pa ng katawan na nagdadala ng bigat o pagod, pabayaan lang silang mag-relax. Softening the face. Unclenching the jaw. Tanggalin ang kunot sa noo. Gusto ko lang ipaalala na hindi pwedeng magkamali sa meditation. Normal ang pagiging distracted. You can't shut the brain off and stop it from having thoughts. What you can do is practice observing them. In meditation, we sometimes use an anchor, something we go back to anytime we find ourselves drifting off. You can use a body part, a visual, a mantra, or your breath as an anchor. For today, let's use a body part, the center of the chest. Bring all your awareness to the center of the chest. Feeling it rising and falling with every inhale and exhale. Becoming aware of any subtle sensations around that area. Again, anytime you find yourself wandering, you can gently bring back the thoughts and refocus to the center of the chest. For a few moments, let's sit in stillness. Keeping your awareness at the center of your chest, imagine your chest slowly expanding, becoming a vessel or a container, making space for what we are about to create next. Imagine you are filling this huge container with all the good things, loving kindness, compassion, and any good feelings you would like to include. It's your container. Fill it up to the brim with whatever you choose. Go ahead, take a few moments to imagine this. Imagine this container overflowing, so much so that the only way to keep it from not breaking is to share its contents to those who need it most. I invite you to bring to mind our frontliners, the people who have been putting their lives at risk to keep us safe. Maybe you personally know someone who is working to battle this pandemic, or someone who may be suffering a great deal right now. You can also bring them to mind. Imagine that as you are thinking of them, everything you have collected in your container is being poured into theirs. Let's close practice sharing a breath. We'll inhale through the nose to fill up the lungs and exhale through the mouth, making a sound like fogging a mirror. So it will sound something like this. Exhale completely. Go ahead, breathe in. Resuming normal breathing. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you for sitting with me today. I hope this episode was able to not only give you a break, but also equip you with tools to practice meditation and self-care on your own. Muli, ako si Hali Fernando, at ito ang Meditation Muna. Para sa iba pang guided meditations, sundan ang Meditation Muna at ang Puma Podcast sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, o Anchor.